Random House Audio presents The Fran Lebowitz Reader, written and read by Fran Lebowitz. Preface. The first of the pieces in this volume were written in my early 20s, the last in my early 30s. I am now in what only the most partisan and utopian of observers would describe as my early 40s. It is therefore unsurprising that the question of what used to be called relevance exactly, has been raised. Allow me then to lower it. Although it is true that mood rings, CB radio, disco, high-tech interior decoration, and safe sex with strangers are either no longer novel or extant, it cannot be denied that many such things, although not alas the last, have been frequently revived, and that in this singularly dull and retroactive era, to require timeliness of a writer when it is no longer even required of timeliness is not only grossly unfair, but also unseemly. If what is presently called art can be called art, and what is presently called history can be called history, indeed, if what is presently called the present can be called the present, then I urge the contemporary reader, that solitary figure, to accept these writings in the spirit in which they were originally intended and are once again offered, as art history, but art history with a difference, modern, pertinent, current, up-to-the-minute art history. Art history in the making. Fran Lebowitz, September 1994. Metropolitan Life. My Day, an Introduction of Sorts. 12:35 p.m. The phone rings. I am not amused. This is not my favorite way to wake up.